the radio station?
Yes, it is.
I got to tell you guys something. Can you talk for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You know, we're here at work, and we're just kind of listening to the radio and working, and you know what I find really odd is that the weather, the guy that talks about the weather, you know, is like telling us what to do. And he's like, well, rent a movie, stay at home, and then when he says the weather's going to be nice, he tells us to go work in our yard.
Now, which radio station is this?
Power Hits. Is this Power Hits?
Yeah, I haven't said any of that. Have I said any of that?
Well, yeah, you have. Sure.
But not recently. Not today.
Well, yeah,
jokingly,
yes,
you might say you might want to put an extra blanket.
And to buy a rain gauge for our old friends.
Hey, old people like rain gauges.
Well, old people like rain gauges. Hey, what do you think old is? Okay, that's what I want to know, okay?
You got to be it. You got to be in your, 65 and older, Jerrianne. Is that old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that.
You can retire.
65 and older?
Yeah, you have to be able to sound
we're okay,
old.
Guys. We're okay.
Yeah. Do you guys have a rain gauge or not?
Hell no. I don't need a rain gauge.
Oh, really? You can do it just by looking at the ground or what?
Of course, yeah. Yeah. See, we don't need anybody to tell us to go work in our yard and go rent a movie, you know, stay at home, you know, that kind of thing.
I have never said go rent a movie. Jerrianne.
I've never heard you say go rent a movie.
I did not say go rent a movie. I said if you're looking to go outside any this week, how about you do it tomorrow, because that's going to be the one time it's dry. And when Thursday's here and it's raining on your ass, you're going to thank me for that.
You think so, huh?
Okay. I know so, yes.
Okay, great.
I'll be waiting for the phone call, hearing from you guys.
You will.
Saying, you know what?
You're going to get it. You will get the phone call.
All right. I'll be waiting for it.
We need an apology? Is that what we need?
Over the radio.
Over the radio, we need an apology.
An apology for what?
What to do.
Well, okay. I wasn't forcing you. It was just a suggestion, you know?
A suggestion. Well, that's what one of the girls said. She did. She said, well, that was just a suggestion. I said, no, it was not. He's telling us what to do.
Yeah, I guess I do. Like, hey, if you want to go out and do something this week, do it tomorrow. I do. I guess I get that tone a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just trying to be helpful. Just trying to be helpful.
Trying to be helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a nice day.
All right. Well, you ladies have fun.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
If you want to do something, go do it tomorrow, because it's going to be raining the rest of the week. Hope you caught that. No. Stukes in the morning.
Yes, I live in Rain Gauge Capital of Kansas.
The Rain Gauge Capital of Kansas.
Yeah, we have a lot of old people in my town.
Oh.
And I think at least 98% of the population has rain gauges.
Man.
Yeah.
What kind of rain gauges are we talking about? Like big old ones, or
the old fashioned kind? You know, the kind you have to dump and, you know, go out and read with magnifying glass.
But do they have? Are they like a gallon? Are they small ones?
No, they're pretty. They're small.
Okay.
Now we have one guy in town who actually records the precipitation and sends it to Concordia to the National Weather Service.
Uh huh.
So I'm not sure what his looks like. It's probably pretty technical, but
yeah. When I worked in Lawrence, there was this guy who called in on KLWN, the AM station there, and he'd say we have 15/16 of rainfall here at the Strawberry Hill Christmas Tree Farm or something like that was the name of the place. So he seriously calling with fractions like the 15/16, things like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
When we had a big rain or snowstorm, this guy was like, "Well, we got 8 inches of rain and 63% of it was moisture." I'm like, so what's the rest of it?
Yeah.
Crud.
Trippy, man.
But when we bought our house, there were like two rain gauges in the yard. It had been owned by an elderly couple that had moved into town from their farm.
Yeah.
So, what else are you going to talk about at the coffee shop?
The rain.
Exactly.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, my rain gauge says this. Well, mine said that. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Figured so.